Sky Sports Radio, Jason Collar with me. He's got a nice book of rides today. How are you, Jason?
Morning, Cozzy. Yeah, good, thanks.
That's good. Now, David Payne's popped you on to Costello. This horse has won. He's had a bit of a let-up, couple of trials. Wasn't a bad run the other day. He made ground at Rose Hill.
Yeah, he did. He did in what looks to be quite a strong race, form race. So he steps up another 200 metres today, smaller field. As long as it's not too much of a sprint, then I think he should be competitive.
Now, Estrada, you're riding in the second for Gary Portelli. This horse had its first up run 1,000 the other day, made ground, come from, well, basically last at the 800, and looked like the 1,200 will suit her better.
Yeah, she had the one trial leading into it and where she sat outside on the speed, outside the lead, and then last start there, she was slow to begin, so, and she's got him behind, which I don't think she was overly comfortable. She's probably first time being in behind like that as well, so... nice barrier today. She's going to get a very soft run. Look, she's at a long price. She is going to have to improve. There is a couple of handy horses in here. But, yeah, we'll see how we go.
Now, the other day at Wyong, you rode Fluidity. You're on it in the third today. That was a great win over the 2100. It just put the pressure on him and kept going and won easily.
Yeah, we tried to, I suppose, we didn't really want to make it a... Wanted to make it a true staying test, and there was great pressure early, which was allowed me to settle quite far back on her. But then when they did steady up mid-race, that was why I sort of made that move quite early. And look, she stuck on and was reasonably strong. So 24 today, I don't think that's going to be an issue. Basically. So I'm looking forward to riding her. I think she should be going very close.
Fun tickets for Matty Dale. You're on in race 5. This got a bit of a check at the start the other day. It ran 6-7, but only beaten 4 lengths. But second up, this is 2 from 2.
Is he? Yeah, okay. I think she didn't notice that. It was a good first start run. I rode him. He probably on an unsuitable soft ground. And to be honest, I don't think he was that comfortable either. But I brought him out wider in the straight there, gave him a bit of room, and he, as you'll see, he worked for the line very well. So I think it sort of sets up really well for today. Country grade race that was obviously stronger last start than this. So in some ways he probably steps back a bit in grade and up to the 13 onto a better surface with a bit more fitness under his belt. He ticks a lot of boxes.
And pardon me, your last one for the day, Lips and Lashes for Brett Kavanagh. This is in terrific form, 2 from 2 since the spell.
Yeah, she's going really well. I just had a good look at her replays just before you rung, so get a bit of an idea about her. Distance, no worry, good tracks. She's got a nice barrier, weight's good. A lot of pluses, so yeah, looking forward to riding her.
That's in the last. Now you got a couple of really nice rides here today, Jase. What's your pick?
Probably Fluidity, the third and the last, and what is it, Lips and Lashes? Yeah, I think they're both well on the market, look forward to riding them.
All right. Well, good luck today. I reckon you're going to boot a couple home. We'll be with you. Don't worry.
Yeah, that'd be good. Cheers.